the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Moon Doggies, where we'll be each and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the entire season. This segment of the Sean Pender Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now join us, the head coach for the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender. Enthusiastic crowd here tonight, coach.
It is. It sounds like that wasn't even rehearsed.
Coach, February the 1st, you became the official head coach of Brunswick High Pirates, and you had to navigate us through a spring football practice and get a staff together. Talk to us a little bit about that process.
Well, the first thing we wanted to do was generate excitement, just from the interview on, the first day I had the chance to become a Pirate, it was just nothing but excitement, and I wanted to make sure that our players understood that. So, that part of it, it was kind of easy to do because the guys were ready for it. They were ready for the excitement. The challenging part was trying to get that mindset to be, a champion. And that's something we've been working on. We've been working on it all summer. It started in the spring, and when we went out there in the spring game, we were expecting to win that competition, and we had a very good showing, and we just built on it from there.
Spring practice, Coach, you had 8 days to get ready for the spring football game. Talk a little bit about that whole process, and talk a little bit about that game, the atmosphere at that game, and just talk a little bit about how pleased you were with that outcome.
Well, before we started our practices, with the 8 days, we were having morning workouts where we were trying to get the kids up there early in the morning and getting them to work and getting the buy-in to the system and the program. We had meetings and stuff like that, so when we hit the ground running. And for those 8 days, we took we got the most out of our practices that we possibly could, and we tried to prepare to win.
You had to hire some new coaches. I mean, you came in, you took your first official day was February the 1st, and you had to hire a staff. How difficult is that to hire a new staff and then to get ready for spring football in May and teach your new coaches the system and all that kind of stuff?
No doubt there's a lot of work in doing it, but when you know what you do, it's not work. It's more stuff I enjoy to do, and I try to get people to surround their kids that enjoy it as well. First thing we did was we interviewed the guys that were on staff and see if they wanted to be part of the program and part of this new era. And we were able to retain some really good guys, and then we were able to add some good ones. I was able to bring my offensive coordinator and offensive line coach, Garrett Grady, with me from Pierce County, which helped out a lot in installing the offense. And then also my old defensive coordinator has been with me for 10 years. And since he left, he became a head coach and worked in some other programs, such as head coach at McIntosh, and then he went to Valdosta and got some good experience there on the defensive side of the ball, and then also Camden. And I was able to hire Gary Montier back as my defensive coordinator, and he knows how I like to run things. So he was a big help in trying to get things going the way we needed it.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, as soon as you got here, we had to establish a touchdown club. Talk a little bit about how the touchdown club helps and how pleased you were with how quickly that came together.
Well, first we had to reestablish it because it was called the quarterback club at first. And right. I wanted to change the name of that just to say, hey, this is something new and it's not just a quarterback. It's everybody. And when it comes to the football, my favorite thing to do is score touchdowns. Yeah. So we decided to call it the touchdown club. The community came together. Steve Waters gave me a list of names of people in the community that he thought would help us. And we called those people, and everyone we called was willing to help and step up. And they've been doing a tremendous job and working extremely hard to fund our program through what we did in the summertime, which was very important to getting us to be to where we are right now, which I think is game ready.
Coach, the spring game was back in May, and there was a lot of excitement around the program going into that spring game. Did you feel a lot of pressure in that football game? And we won, by the way. We beat Glenn Academy in the spring game. Just talk a little bit about, you know, how you felt coming out of that football game with only 8 days of practice.
If I was going to sit here and tell you that I was just another practice and downplay it, like I wasn't nervous, I'd be lying. You know, it wasn't just another practice. Whenever you line up in the blue and gold and you're playing against the red and white, it means something. And I don't care if you're playing ping pong, tiddlywinks, or practice, it means something. So, and they feel like that on the other side as well. So I know it was more than just a practice, but you know, I was very curious to see where we stood. I mean, Glenn Academy, they were the region champs the past 2 years. So you kind of find out who the champions are. You set a bar there that you want to beat, and you want to go against the, you know, at the time what was considered the best. So we went against them, and we had a very good showing. I was very pleased with the way our kids performed.
Coach, we hit some big plays in the passing game in that spring game. A couple of touchdowns for over 40 yards, had three touchdown passes in total. Jalen Jackson got it all started for us with an interception that kind of turned the field. Talk a little bit about your passing the game philosophy and your offense in general.
Well, we're not a team that's going to run the ball to set up the pass. You know, we're going to do what works, and we love to throw the football. We love to run the football. We are a balanced attack type team, but you know, throwing the football is what we do well if we have the right people for it. And here at Brunswick, we do. We have dynamic receivers. The first touchdown was a great scramble drill, actually, from Jamari Stevens. He rolled out the pocket and was able to hit DJ Whitfield on a crossing route. And, you know, he just used his athleticism and speed to take it to the end zone. And the other ones, you know, we found them in one-on-one coverage. And when you try to cover some one-on-one coverage, 9 out of 10 times, you're going to lose.
Coach, we're sitting here at Moondoggies tonight. We change the culture. When you come in, you have to retain the culture a little bit and kind of establish your own ways of doing things. Talk a little bit about what changing the culture means for you.
It means quite a bit, actually. You know, number one thing is, if you look at the history, recent history with Brunswick, you first of all, you always know Brunswick's always had athletes. So that's not a thing that you're concerned about. But what we haven't been known for around here is actually playing together as a team. And there's too much individualism going on. And when you look, it was simple things like the way the cafeteria looked, the kids not cleaning up after themselves, watching the halls and seeing how tardy kids are to class over and over and over. And trying to, you know, set a standard where the little things do matter. Get to where you're supposed to be on time. When you're in the cafeteria, eating, clean up your mess that you bring, little things like that. Respect other people's stuff. You know, and it starts with those little things like that. And then when you do that, you start developing trust with your teammates. And that was something else that was missing. And you know, if you're gonna have a good team, you have to form a relationship. And you can't have a relationship with your teammates if you don't have trust. So we've been working on that and trying to get the culture changed where we'll trust one another. We can have a relationship with one another so we can grow, not just as a team, but as a family.
Coach, when we come back from break, we'll talk about the summer program. More to come on the Sean Pender Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moondoggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location from Moondoggies. This segment is brought to you by Moondoggies, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Barber's Body Shop, and by Coastal Pines Technical College. Coach, talk a little bit about your summer workout program. You started in early June. You gave them a couple of weeks off after the spring football game to get their bodies back in shape, get their bodies back, you know, to rest their bodies. And then first week of June, you started the summer program. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, nowadays, you know, you have to, you almost go all year round,
right,
with what you're doing when it comes to getting your body prepared for the sport. And you know, you hear the acclimation period and you hear about all the deals that you have with getting your body conditioned to the heat so you don't have all that. So we take that in consideration with what we do in the summertime. And 2 days a week are traditional. We go 4 days a week. We get there at 8:30 in the morning. We feed them breakfast. After we feed them breakfast, half the team goes into the weight room and does the traditional lifts that you usually do to get yourself, you know, bigger, faster, stronger. And then the other half goes out and we perform something called mayhem. And the mayhem is something I think is a key thing for what we do. We will divide the team into, they're like four guys in each group. And it's four stations per group. And there's four pods in each station that you go through. And it's 20 seconds on, 20 seconds off, and we'll do things. We're pulling sleds, we're pushing sleds, we're working bands, we're hitting, we're using sledgehammers, hitting tires, we're flipping tires, we're doing all sorts of activities, ladder drills, hurdle drills, speed, you know, footwork, plyometrics, and we send them all the way through this whole thing, and we're doing it outside in the heat. Mm-hmm. So they're getting acclimated to the heat, they're getting acclimated through it all summer long. 2 days a week they're doing that. The other 2 days a week they're in the weight room. And we do that from 9 o'clock to 10:15. And then at 10:30 they get about 15 minutes to go get their stuff. And at 10:30 they go on the field and we do our workouts on the field with our helmets on, going through 7-on-7, going through special teams, just doing the different things to get ourselves ready for the season.
Coach, we went to 3 or 4 7-on-7 tournaments this summer. Talk a little bit about how we did and your thoughts of all the places we went. We went to Birmingham, we went to Orlando, we went to Jacksonville, we went to Columbia, South Carolina. Talk a little bit about how you thought our kids competed in those tournaments.
Well, number one, we definitely got to thank the members of this community and our booster club for help funding all this, because if it wasn't for their hard work, we wouldn't have been able to do this. We were able to travel to 4 different states in 2 months and get these kids a lot of exposure. You know, going to South Carolina, that was our first 7-on-7 that we did, and we started off kind of slow. Our kids understand they had to compete and everything they did, and then they turned around and started winning and found out that they could win doing these things. After we left South Carolina, we went down to Orlando and made it all the way to the semifinal games, the semifinal game there, which was an extreme heat, and it was all day long. It was a one-day tournament that was really tough on our kids. And we won some close games. When we were in the South Carolina tournament, it was a close game we were losing. And if you look back at last year's season, that was an MO for Brunswick. If it was a close game, they were losing those close games when they were winning that one time. And it started off the summer that way, but we were able to turn the corner, and we were able to, even though it's 7-on-7, not 11-on-11, we were competing. We had some adversity thrown our way, and we ended up winning some close games. One tournament in Jacksonville, we knocked off the number one seed, and it took us 5 overtimes to do it. We had to come from behind to get the tie, and then we went into overtime, 5 different overtimes before we finally were able to defeat them. And in the past, it would have been very easy for our kids to give up, but our kids don't have to give up this year. And that's something that I think, when we talked before the break, we were talking about that character and changing the culture, and that was one of the things that we wanted to bring back, was that don't give up attitude.
You're listening to the Sean Pender Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk a little bit about your family a little bit. You're a head football coach at Brunswick High, but you're also a devoted family man. Talk a little bit about your family and your coaching staff.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, with family and coaching staff together, because your coaching staff is so close together that you really look at those guys like family and their family and their wives, because of all the time that they put into the program, all the sacrifice they're doing with other people's children, and it's away from their own. And my family, I'm blessed to have the family I have. I have a beautiful, lovely wife, Dana, that I love very much. She's back there. And I have 4. Got some applause for that. Some brownie points. And I have 4 lovely children. I have my oldest, Dalton Pender. He's 17, and he transferred from Pierce County, and he came over here. All my kids were in Pierce County last year, obviously, and they all transferred over here to Brunswick. But Dalton's the only one in high school. He's 17 years old, and he's a junior. And then Sadie, she is at Leawood Elementary. Leawood Middle School. She's in 7th grade. She'd be mad at me if she heard me say that right now. And then Peyton and Morgan are both at Satilla Marsh. And Peyton is 10 years old, and she's in the 5th grade. And Morgan, she's the baby of the family. She is in kindergarten right now. And even though she's the baby, she thinks she runs the show. She probably does, actually.
Coach, talk a little bit about the camp you guys went to at Fort Stewart.
I believe that's going to help us with another turning point of where we're trying to go, and definitely show the kids what direction we're going to be going in the future. When we went to Fort Stewart, we didn't even bring a football. It was a camp that was about building character, promoting leadership, and who else better to train young men than the one force that's undefeated, and that's our U.S. Army. They know how to get guys ready, get guys working together as a team. So we coupled with the U.S. Army and the National Guard, and we were able to bring our kids to Fort Stewart for a few nights, and they had to live together in barracks, and they had to work together, and they did team building exercises. They had a little fun too. They got to play some paintball and shoot each other a little bit here and there. But the most of the time, they were doing team building exercises, putting themselves in adverse situations, having to figure out how to get out of them, and they couldn't do it by themselves. They had to do it with a teammate, and that kind of stuff really helps out.
Coach, when we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit about the Liberty scrimmage game, and then we'll get into Coffee County. We'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with 2 locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, air adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Brunswick Cow Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Penn. Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Moondoggies. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med, Moondoggies, and Jessup Furniture Outlet and Air Adjusters. Coach, we went to Liberty County on August the 11th and we blistered them 42-0 in a preseason scrimmage game. Talk a little bit about, we'll start with the defense. Anytime you can pitch a shutout in a football game, that's worth mentioning first. Don't you agree?
Oh, without a doubt. Firstly, I was going to say the big thing to mention in that was the zero out of the 42-0. And not only that, the defense is what got us on the board first. Remember the first touchdown was a fumble that George Mincy caused that Jagerion jumped on in the end zone, and that got us our first points of the game.
Oh, yeah. And our defense, Coach, we've got 8, 9, 10 starters coming back from a unit last year that only gave up 14 points a game, so you feel pretty blessed to inherit some talent on the defensive side of the football.
Oh yes, they're definitely a very, very talented bunch, and what, you know, the system that we're running this year is not much different than what they've ran in the past, so they're used to the type of scheme that we're running, and they were able to adjust to the scheme very well. We're going to be a very aggressive unit. We attack a lot, like we do on the offensive side of the ball as well. But that defensive unit, they have a challenge cut out for them. I'm glad that there is that many talented athletes on that side of the ball, because, you know, with the type of offense that we run, it's extremely fast-paced, which means you're either going three plays and out, or you are scoring very fast, and your defense is going to be on the field quite a bit. So, you know, with all those guys being as talented and as in shape as they are, that's another thing. It's gonna help us out tremendously.
Coach, I was standing on the sideline watching when the defense was on the field, and Liberty, keep in mind, Liberty was a quarterfinal team last year in AAA. And we flew around. We looked really, really fast on defense, and they just couldn't deal with the speed. Talk a little bit about the speed on your defense.
Well, yeah, the speed, you can't match it, you know, with all the speed we have. But we were doing all that without Sherrod Frazier, who's probably, you know, one of the fastest guys on the defensive side of the ball. The other guys really stepped up and did a great job. People like Tevin Small. Tevin Small dropped 30 pounds over this offseason and got himself in shape and ready to play that outside linebacker, and he's done a tremendous job there. Then you got guys like Stacy Young. He was a JV player last year who come up, and he's playing real well, and he stepped into a starting role, won himself a job, and he's doing good there as well. So, and then you got, you know, Sean Ward. Sean Ward, you can't say, you know, enough about how he played.
That interception he made against Liberty was ESPN highlight reel thing.
Yes, it was very nice. I thought it was somebody else. I couldn't believe it was Sean Ward made that grab, but he did. And that's not what he's known for. He's known for plugging the gaps and plugging the holes. And I'll tell you what, our defense is going to have their work put out for them this Friday night with Coffey's offensive line. It is a very good offensive line, and our defensive front is undersized. We have a lot of speed, but we're not really big there. Our linebacker core, you know, they look pretty. They're big, but the Coffey's offensive line is really big, and they're going to try to pound it at us because they're not going to be able to run around us.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your offense revolves around quarterback play. Talk a little bit about the development of Jamari Stevens and what he brings to the table for this football team.
quarterback play is very important, but you don't get that without the offensive line play. Yeah, you got to have your offensive line. It's got to be intact, and the pass protection has to be there. And then our offensive line, they're asked to do so much. They have to do drop back pass protection. They have to do rollout pass protection. Then they have to turn around and do screens when we're a big screen team. So they have to be in shape to get to know that. They have to know how to make offensive line checks and calls. So it really starts with their play and making sure they're developed as a unit. And then after that, then you talk about the quarterback play. Quarterback in this offense, a lot of times, job is we'll line up in formations and we'll see what the defense is doing, and then we got to give what the defense is going to give us. And the quarterback has to be able to recognize that. He'll have three or four checks when he comes to the line. He has to know the defense well enough. He has to be prepared where he can make those checks to put us in good play situations.
I noticed, Coach, that you're also excellent at public relations. Right? You talked about the offensive line with two offensive line moms sitting right in front of us. I like that. That's pretty good right there. Coach, talk a little bit about some of your playmakers on offense.
Well, you have three offensive line mamas now.
Three, excuse me.
Yeah, Brett Hall, who's a defensive lineman, converted over to help us on the offensive line. He'll be making his first start, as a matter of fact, Friday night. So I'm excited to see that. We're in playmakers. It's funny because when you talk about playmakers, you want to, you sit and you think quarterback, receivers, athletes. But the first person that really comes to my mind as a playmaker is a kid named John Cano. John Cano is an offensive lineman that has a tenacity. He has a tenacity about him, and he sets the tone. If you sit there and you watch the way he plays, the way he attacks his defenders, the way he blocks, he knows how to finish them off, and that to me is a playmaker. But, when you look at people who know how to get in the end zone, of course, Jamarius Stevens, he can do it with his legs, and he can do it with his arm, and he's got two dynamic players on the outside edge with the development of Alonzo Brown. This is his first year starting at wide receiver. And then you have DJ Whitfield. He was a speed threat. He could score from anywhere. But in the slots, we're going to move Jalen Jackson, who's probably one of the most athletic boys on our team. He's played safety this year. He's going to move over and play on the offensive side of the ball, and you'll see him a lot lined up in the slot. And we know the type of plays that he's capable of making.
Coach, Glenn County made the national news this week with the Learn on SportsCenter and things like that. Somebody asked me today, said, Coach Pender's got to have something that can top that. And they said, does Coach Pender have somebody that can do the Michael Jackson moonwalk to draw somebody outside?
I bet you I can get one of my daughters to get out there and do it. Probably they could do it. But no, I don't think I'm going to be on ESPN's Come On Man.
No ESPN, I understand. Coach, we got a tough game Friday night. Let's don't kid around. Coffee County is a historical, tough program. They make deep playoff runs every year. They're ranked sixth in the state in 6A. We haven't won in Douglas since 1971. Coach, talk a little bit about what they bring to the table and some of the challenges we're going to be faced with on Friday night.
What a great opportunity. You sit there and you look at wanting to measure your team and see where you're at. We talk about winning a state championship. That was the first thing that was said when we got here to this program. And that's what we want to do. That's what we want to get to. And your first test right out the gate is going to a hostile environment, one that Brunswick hasn't been successful at in many years, since before I was born anyway. And
some of us were, though.
Yeah, well, we're dating you now.
Yeah.
But yeah, since, 1971, Brunswick hasn't won there. And of course, football's changed a lot over that time period. But we're looking at, every time we get on the field, there's three things that we talk about. That's playing hard, having fun while we're out there, and expecting to win. So it doesn't matter what the circumstance, what game it is, we're always going to expect to win, no matter who our opponent is. We try to approach it as nameless and faceless. But when you talk about Coffee County, you talk about their success, and you talk about their team, they are a very, very talented team. But so are we. You know, when we go over there, we expect to beat them. So, you know, we'll get our recognition after that.
Coach, we're about to sign off for the first Sean Pender Show. Anything you want to say to the fans in attendance here tonight and potential fans that are going to make the trip over to Jardine Stadium on Friday night?
Well, for the fans that are here tonight, thank you very much for showing up. And you also got some good food and good meat on you. Some of the best pizza in town. And to the fans that are listening, you know, come and see what we have to offer. I mean, you watch Friday Night Football, and what you're going to see Friday night is, you know, what you really want to see. You're going to have a great atmosphere. You're going to come up, you're going to see a really good football game. You're going to see a very, very physical football game. And you're going to see a well-executed football game, and that's what we want to see on the Friday night.
Good luck, Friday, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Moondoggies and join us every Wednesday night at 7 for the Sean Pender Show. For Coach Sean Pender, I'm Kip Branch signing off. And as always, go Pirates. Yeah.